The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 9th Canto, Chapter number 3, Text number 22. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on October 26th, 2012, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo bhagavate
Evam
Bruvanam
Pitaram Smayamana
Suchismita
Uvacha
Tata
Jamata
Tava
Esha
Bhrigunandana
Evam Bruvanam Pitaram
Smayamana Suchismita
Uvacha Tata Samata Tai Vaisha Bhrigunandana
Evam Bruvanam
Pitaram Smayamana
Suchismita
Uvacha Tata Jamata Tavaisha Bhrigunandana
Evam
In this way
Bruvanam,
who was talking and chastising her,
Pitaram,
unto her father,
Smayamana,
smiling because she was chaste. Suchismita,
laughingly,
Uvacha replied,
Tata,
oh my dear father,
Jamata,
son-in-law, Tava, your, Esha,
this young man,
Bhrigunandana,
is
Chavyana
Muni and no one else.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sukanya, however, being very proud of her chastity, smiled upon hearing the rebukes of her father. She smilingly told him, My dear father, this young man by my side is your actual son-in-law, the great Sage Chavyana, who was born in the family of Bhrigu. Purport. Although the father chastised the daughter, assuming that she had accepted another husband, the daughter knew that she was completely honest and chaste, and therefore she was smiling. When she explained that her husband, Chavyana Muni, had now been transformed into a young man, she was very proud of her chastity, and thus she smiled as she talked with her father.
Но Суканья, гордясь своим целомудрием, только улыбалась в ответ на упреки отца. С улыбкой на устах она сказала ему, «Дорогой отец, этот юноша, что стоит рядом со мной, и есть твой зять, великий мудрец Чьявана Муни, потомок Бригу». Комментарий. Хотя царь ругал свою дочь, думая, что она завела себе другого мужа, та, уверенная в своей чистоте и целомудрии, лишь улыбалась в ответ. Потом, Потом Суканья с гордостью поведала отцу о том, как ее муж Чьявана-муни превратился в юношу и как она хранила ему верность. Когда она рассказывала об этом, улыбка не сходила с ее уст.
Вандехам Шри Гуру Шри Джатападакамала Шри Гурун Вайшнавамсча Шри Рупам Саграджатам Сахагана Рагана Танвитам Там Садживам Садвайтам Савадутам Бадиджана Сахитам Кришна Чайтанья Девам Шри Радха Кришна Падан Сахагана Лалита Шивишаканвитамшча Нама Ом Вишну Падая Кришна Престая Бутале Шримате Бхакти Веданта Свамините Намине Намасте Сарасвате Деве Гауравани Прачарине Нирвишеша Шуньявади Пашчатья Дешатарине.
This is really a funny pastime. The husband, the father thought she had a paramour lover. Because her husband, Чьявана Муни, he was an old man. She's a very chaste girl, even though the husband's an old, ugly thing. Still, she's completely devoted to her husband. But then he was given the body of a beautiful, handsome young man. And the father comes in and he thinks she has she's cheating on her husband. She has a farmer. So he's yelling at her, he's chastising her for being unchaste. And she's just sitting there laughing and smiling because she knows it's her actual husband. You see? So, if you're pure, if you're doing the right thing, you have never any anxiety. You see? The girl Суканья, she's a very pure girl, you see. Even though the husband's old, ugly thing, still she's serving him faithfully. So if one is always doing the right thing, like Суканья was doing the right thing, people can chastise you, they can do so many things. But you don't have there's no anxiety. It's like many of us when we join the Hare Krishna movement, people find fault. Our family members are very angry with us, you see. But we don't feel guilty that we joined the Hare Krishna movement. Oh no, I did some horrible thing, my parents are angry. Суканья didn't feel guilty sitting here with this handsome young man. She didn't feel at all guilty because it actually was her husband. So Krishna actually is our Lord. He is our Lord. And we don't feel bad that we've surrendered to Krishna. Because we know he actually is our Lord. He is God. He is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavam matak sarvam pravartate iti bhadva bhajante mang buddha bhava samanvata. Krishna confirms in Gita, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. That means nothing exists except by Krishna emanating it from himself.
Это значит, что на самом деле ничего не существует, кроме того, как...
If it wasn't for Krishna, there would be no Estonia.
Если бы не было Кришны, не было Эстонии.
If it wasn't for Krishna, there would be no us.
Не было бы Кришны, не было бы нас.
So to be devoted to Krishna, that is a very natural thing.
И вот предаться Кришне, это на самом деле очень естественная вещь.
We don't have to feel guilty that, oh, I let my parents down, I surrendered to Krishna.
Yes, yeah.
Because who is the father of my father? That is my grandfather. And who is the father of my grandfather? That is my great-grandfather. And who is the father of my great-grandfather? That is my great-great-grandfather. If I go back, great, who is that original father? Krishna. So, by surrendering to Krishna, I'm being loyal to my family. I'm being loyal to my family tradition when I surrender to Krishna. My forefathers were disloyal to their family. Because they forgot that Krishna is the original father. They're the ones who should feel guilty. They want to make me feel guilty as I surrender to Krishna. But they're the ones who should be feeling guilty. Because they have deviated from the family tradition. So when you become a devotee of Krishna, you become the very best son and the very best daughter of your family. Your parents may not recognize it immediately, but in due course they will recognize it. Because when one fully surrenders himself to Krishna, he delivers 21 generations of his family members.
Если человек предался Кришне полностью, он освобождает 21 поколение из своей семьи.
So actually, your family members will be glorifying you like anything.
На самом деле, в конце концов, члены вашей семьи будут прославлять вас.
It's someday in the future. Your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, many, 21 generations will be celebrating the fact that you surrendered to Krishna. Because of your surrender, they have all become delivered. So never feel bad if mom and dad aren't very happy about your being a Hare Krishna. I mean, being a Hare Krishna, that's really cool, you know? I mean, God himself became a Hare Krishna. He joined the Bhakta program. You know that Bhakta avatar? Yeah. Yes, Bhakta avatar. Lord Chaitanya, he joined the Bhakta program.
Bhakta avatar.
So, if you surrender to Krishna, you're doing the right thing, just like Sukanya. She's doing the right thing by being loyal to her husband. They may understand, they may not understand. But we are simply laughing. You see? There's a saying, one of Aesop's fables. It's he who laughs, last laughs best. So when we walk down the street in our dhotis and saris here in the Western countries, sometimes they laugh at us. Look at those stupid cult people, you know, wearing their funny cult clothes. They're having laugh over us. Look at that guy wearing a dress over there. They're laughing at us, you see. But we're going back to Godhead and they're being grabbed by the Yamadutas going to the hellish planets. Who gets the last laugh? So we can have a very good laugh actually about their foolishness. But being kind, we don't laugh. Being kind, we do not laugh. A Vaishnava could laugh, but instead he cries a tear of compassion to see these poor souls are completely being corrupted by the material nature. They're being victimized by Maya. So in this way, even though we could laugh, we actually cry to see them. These poor souls. So we try to save them. We distribute books, we do Harinam. We feed them some prasad. We try to help them come out of the illusion of bodily consciousness. So they can actually realize Jivara Sarupa Hoy Krishnara Nishadas. So this is our wonderful Krishna consciousness movement. Even though we dress in a way that for the West it seems a very strange fashion. We continue in this way with great enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada was asked by a reporter in New York City, Swamiji, why do you ask your followers to play drums on the streets and dance in such a strange fashion?
Swamiji, почему вы просите своих последователей так вот странно одеваться и играть на барабанах на улице?
Prabhupada said, this is our preaching method, to somehow or other grab your attention.
И Prabhupada говорит, это вот наш метод проповеди, чтобы так или иначе привлечь ваше внимание.
So that you will know that we are Hare Krishna people. So we're not afraid of being recognized as Hare Krishna people. We like to be recognized as Hare Krishna people. Not that we are proud of ourselves, but we are proud of our culture. This is the greatest culture in the history of the universe. This Vaishnava culture. It has the greatest literature, the greatest music, the greatest drama, the greatest architecture, everything the best. Vedic culture defeats every other culture in every way. So we're very proud of our Vedic culture. And we're very, very happy to represent it by wearing dhotis, tilak, saris. We feel great joy in our hearts to represent this culture. Because we know that Prabhupada wants us to do this. We know that it's beneficial for our Krishna consciousness. And we know that it benefits the suffering, sleeping souls of this realm. So in this way, we can take strength from remembering this pastime of Sukanya. And never feel intimidated or humiliated by the criticism of fools and rascals. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
So you mentioned that if one becomes devotee and 21 generations of family members have delivered. But in which way the deliverance happens? Do they go back home, back to Godhead, or do they first become practicing devotees?
We'll find out, won't we?
Вопрос заключается в том, что вы сказали, что 20 поколений наших предков освобождаются. Но какое освобождение получается? Становятся ли они преданными или получают какое-то другое освобождение? И Махарадж говорит, мы это знаем.
I never heard Prabhupada specify exactly how it works. So, how will we find out how it works? Just do it. And see what happens. And then you know how it works. Next question. Yeah.
Вчера вы сказали, что вера растет при общении с чистыми преданными, то есть это болезнь заразная. Вот я хочу спросить, лекции или книги, это тоже общение с чистыми преданными?
Yesterday he was saying that our faith is growing by the connection with pure devotees. Mm-hmm. So my question is, to hear lectures and to read books, is this also association with pure devotees?
Yes.
Да.
The more you can read Prabhupada's books and the more you can hear Prabhupada's lectures and the lectures and books of those who are purely representing Srila Prabhupada, your strength, your faith will become more and more strong.
Чем больше вы слушаете лекции и читаете книги Шрилы Прабхупады или слушаете лекции и читаете книги те, кто
So go on.
Ваша вера будет расти больше и больше.
So go on reading and go on hearing.
Продолжайте слушать и читать.
By associating with those who have faith, you will become strong in your faith. There's two ways we can associate with the spiritual master. Vani Sangha, Vapu Sangha. Vapu means his physical presence. When the spiritual master is physically here, that is called Vapu Sangha. But when you're associating with his lectures, his written or recorded lectures, his books, etc., that his instructions, that is called Vani Sangha. Srila Prabhupada explains that of the two types of Sangha, the Vani Sangha is more important. The Vani Sangha is more powerful. Prabhupada was constantly associating with his Guru Maharaj through Vani Sangha. Prabhupada said, I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 times in my whole life. Maybe not even that much, but not more than 10 times, he said. But I was always associating with him in the form of the instructions that he gave me. The disciple takes the order of his spiritual master into his heart and he worships it. In this way, he has the constant association of his spiritual master. So in this way, if you will take the instructions of pure devotees, who are very, very strong in their faith, then you will become very, very strong in your faith.
So, can we understand that only reading the books and associating with the lecture at home is good? Going up and come to the temple only when the spiritual master is there, and otherwise I cannot and should not associate with other devotees?
Значит ли это, что просто лекции и книг достаточно, и что когда вот духовный учитель приезжает, тогда я могу к нам приходить, а когда духовного учителя нет, то к нам приходить не обязательно, и с преданными общаться тоже без.
One who only wants to associate with the spiritual master is not really associating with the spiritual master.
Если ты общаешься только с духовным учителем, это значит, что ты на самом деле не общаешься с духовным
учителем. I'm associating with the lecture and books.
Try to understand.
Если я имея общение лекции и книг, попробуйте понять.
There's an example, one of my godbrothers.
Есть пример одного моего духовного брата.
He only wanted to hear from Prabhupada.
Он хотел слушать только Прабхупаду.
So he came in to a jar for a darshan with Prabhupada. He had a mustache.
The first thing.
And Prabhupada wondered why the mustache. He said, "Well, Prabhupada, you had a mustache when you were a householder." Prabhupada said, "But that was before my diksha." So he was defeated on that point, you see. And then he wanted to say he was finding so many faults with the devotees. I just want to take my instruction. I just want to take instructions from you, Prabhupada, and not these devotees. So Prabhupada gave him an instruction. He said, just earn money and enjoy. In other words, get out of this association of devotees. That was Prabhupada's order. So if one just wants to serve Guru, but he doesn't want to have any respect for the other Vaishnavas, he's associating the Guru like a fly associates with the spiritual master. If there was a fly trying to land on Prabhupada's head, we would take chamara and chase that fly away. So one who simply wants to associate with the Guru but not with the followers or the other devotees of our ISKCON movement, they're simply like a fly. Because the spiritual master wants us, he orders that you associate with all the devotees. You engage in loving exchange with all the Vaishnavas. So may argue, but I'm hearing Guru Maharaj's lectures. I'm reading his books. But what is your hearing? It's going in one ear, it's coming out the other ear. It's not going into your heart. If you actually take Guru Maharaj's order to heart, then you will faithfully serve Guru Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas. This is confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur in that wonderful song, Nama Sankirtan song. Ananda Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Manjai Aman. Ecstatically chant the Hari Nam. Ananda Bolo Hari.
Ananda Bolo Hari.
And worship that holy Vrindavana, Bhaja Vrindavan. And always in your mind worship the lotus feet of Guru. And Vaishnavas. So we don't try to leave the Vaishnavas out, oh, only Guru, you see. That will not please the spiritual master. Any other question? Yeah.
Gurudev, some of us might have a tendency to like to fight. And
who likes to fight?
Some of us might have that.
Ah, okay.
So, I've been told that if we like to fight, we can go out on Sankirtan.
Okay.
And fight with karmis and not with devotees.
Ah.
What is your opinion about this?
Ah, okay.
Некоторым из нас нравится. Некоторым людям нравится драться. И я услышал такое, мне говорили, что если тебе нравится драться, иди на санкиртану и дерись с...
Srila Prabhupada said, I do not want sit-down Vaishnavas. He said, I want fighting Vaishnavas like Hanuman and Arjuna. So we like devotees with that fighting spirit. It's very good. But you have to channel that fighting propensity in the proper way, you see. But why only the karmis? There's a bigger demon that needs to be tamed before you even think about taming the karmis. Do you know who that bigger demon is that needs to be tamed before you even think about taming the karmis? That's your own rascal mind. So first you become a very, very heavy-duty, aggressive fighter against your mind. This is the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. When you get up in the morning, go to that shoe, look at the shoe place over here, you see. You grab a pair of shoes and you beat your mind 100 times, you see. In the evening, let the shoes rest. You find the broom closet in the evening, you see. The evening, you take that broom and you whap your mind 100 times, you see. So, we want every devotee must be fighter. You must fight against your own rascal mind. And then once your own mind is tamed, then you can preach you fight very effectively the non-devotees. If you don't conquer your own mind, you go out to preach, you'll just be a fanatic. You'll turn people off. Your preaching won't be very effective. That's why a preacher must have very good sadhana, first thing. First class sadhana, you see. And then he'll just be like a honeybee, oozing honey. You see. So if you can conquer your own mind, then you can conquer the whole world. You see? There's a Hindi saying like that. If you can conquer your mind, you can conquer the whole world. So your first business is capture your own mind. And then go out and capture the whole world for Prabhupada. You see? So yes, that fighting propensity is very good. You can use it for preaching. But your first preaching is yourself. Because the more that you will only be empowered to successfully Krishnaize others to the extent that you have Krishnaized yourself. If you have not spiritually saturated your own consciousness, how can you expect to awaken the other people? So your first business is you become spiritually saturated with bhakti in the morning. What I'm saying is confirmed by Prabhupada. He said the most important thing is to save the world. But even more important is to save yourself. So take your fighting propensity and channel it completely to conquer your own mind. And then you'll become a very, very powerful, empowered preacher for delivering the fallen souls. Any other questions? Yes.
Dear Srila Gurudev, if I understand properly, then and the best way to conquer the mind is to have a very good sadhana.
Yes, that's right. The best way to conquer the mind is first-class sadhana, yes. Whether you're in the temple or you're at home, it's the same thing. Rise early, take bath, have Mangal Arati, chant japa, study Prabhupada's books, And this way, become solidly surcharged with bhakti. Any other questions? Is that it? Questions finished? Yeah.
When shall you visit us again in Thailand?
When will I coming again? Well, you know, I have my calendar for 2013, and somehow or other, Thailand was not even on the calendar for next year. But you all have served us so nicely. I had a meeting with my wife this morning. We looked at the calendar and we figured out how to put Thailand in there. Next October, we're coming on the weekend, coming on a Friday and leaving on Monday next October. We had to push and squeeze. We had to take Warsaw and move it over to this side. And we had to do a tremendous, we had to put Riga here and move Kaunas here. We did a whole, completely reorganize the whole thing to get Tallinn in there. But Tallinn is on the calendar. I even purchased the ticket today. I was frequent flyer miles from Mumbai to London on our way to Tallinn. I purchased the ticket this morning. So it's there. It's happening. So I have an announcement to make. I have received an email from the temple management here. Some very good news. Yes. Two devotees are being recommended for formal shelter.
Okay,
a husband and wife. A husband and wife, Anna and Alexei. So they can come forward and offer their obeisances, and I'll give them their pranam mantras. So now you must follow very nicely this process, both of you. Follow this process very, very seriously with complete dedication. And then when your authorities feel you're ready for diksha, we will initiate you. So we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
These great Srimad Sankarsana Sarikari ki jai.